myself tonight. I'm flowing solo. But it's all good. My co-host had a prior engagement, had to take care of a business. Let's see what's popping in the news tonight. First off, in the news tonight, let's see, a popular Miami priest caught smooching with a girl. Reverend Albert G.A. beat CBS Early News on Monday. He supports the church's stand that priests should be celibate. Wait a minute. Supports the church's stand that priests should be celibate. What were you doing with a girl on the beach, my man? Listen, people might get offended. Saying, what is this kid doing? He's crazy. I didn't care 10 years ago, and I ain't gonna care now. It's about time that I'm gonna stand up for myself and speak how I feel. So he earned his nickname Father Oprah. The father has been romantically involved with women with this woman for 2 years. He still hasn't decided if he wants to leave the clergy and get married. He was removed from the head of the Archdiocese International Radio Network. Give me that job. I'll stay away from women for that job. But, let's see, next in the news, let's look and see what else is in the news. In the news tonight, Kate blasts the media spotlight. This lady, Kate Gosling, she's from that, John and Kate Plus 8. She's upset that she's in the media. Lady, wake up. You're on reality TV. Would you think you're going to be in the media? Give me a break. My reports of ex-marital affairs. Relatives of America. Well, if they're married, man and woman. We'll get on that one later. Because, you know, I ain't going to stop here. And then in the news, we got another one. This is a good one. Women prey on NFL stars. Well, let me tell you, I have a friend that was in the NFL. I can definitely vouch for that. But they think they're going to make money and people ain't going to come around and try to get with you and be nice to you and pretend they're your friends because you got money. Wait till you're broke, and you see if anyone cares about you then. Next in the news, let's see. Oh, Pelosi, she's back again. Pelosi responds to her critics, said she was misleading her on waterboarding, that she had no idea. Yeah, they all have no idea. The government has no idea what goes on in America. They're just all blind to the fact of what goes on. To mislead people, it says, it is not the policy of this agency to mislead the U.S. Congress, responded CIA spokesman George Little. Although he refused to answer directly whether Pelosi's accusations were accurate. We were told that waterboarding was not being used. Oh, okay. Do you hear that? I mean, it's just mind-boggling to me that people are actually caught up in this garbage that goes on to this internet and goes on to this newspapers and so on and so forth. Now, Miss California was in the paper again. Because she said she believes a man and a woman should be married. Well, I'm going on record as saying I believe a man and a woman should be married. Because if you read the Bible, it's the disgrace the other way around. I give anyone credit. You do what you got to do. God bless you. No joke. But how do you expect to keep creating people into this world if you're having same-sex marriages? This is my opinion. And I'm sure it's not going to stop talking about it. Because this girl turned around and said she feels that a man and a woman should be married. She's going to lose her crown. Is this a joke? Is this a joke, America? Are we at this point right now where a man and a man is better than a man and a woman? Or a woman and a woman is better than... Well, I don't know about that. No, but a man and a woman is better. I mean, you know, it's just constant things that go on in the papers. You see it. You hear it. You say to yourself, why? Why? Listen. This is America, and I have a right of a freedom of speech and a freedom of choice, right? Freedom of choice as well? Well, why have a choice? And my choice says, I'm going to stick with what the Bible says, and the Bible says it should be a man and a woman married. So now I want to see the FCC come and shut me down. This is Pino Pesci, the hip-hop Catholic, and I am against same-sex marriage. It is what it is. If you don't like it, turn the channel. If you do like it, keep listening, because we need you. We need you. Everyone, we need you here at the Hip Hop Catholic Channel. Ooh, I'm liking it. Let's get on to happier notes here. There was a charity on May 11, 2009, the Revlon Run Walk for Women. Jordana Brewster. Oh, is she Catholic? I was wondering. If anyone knows if Jordana Brewster's Catholic, give me a call. Molly Cyrus was there, and Christina Applegate for the cancer research. And then there was the Race to Erase MS charity. You had Kim Kardashian. Woohoo! Kim, I don't know if she's Italian. I know she's Armenian. Reggie Bush, her boyfriend who always got the mean look on his face. Jewel and Annie Hench. Nice a bunch of celebrities that went on and about. You know, we could touch on it, you know, all we want. Here, over here, you know, people want to keep continuing on and saying things and different things to be said. But the children is the ones that need us. I can't stress it more. I can't tell you more. But the children are the ones that need us. If we guide our children into the fact of faith, no matter if it's Catholic faith, if it's born-again Christian faith, if it's Baptist faith, if it's Unitarian faith, I don't know what it is, but if anyone knows what Unitarian is, let me know. I went down to West Palm Beach this weekend, went to go visit a friend of mine, very rich over there. Not really, didn't too much like it. I went home the next day. I think my pops wanted to kill me because had to come out and get me in the morning. Well, he didn't come out and get me. My sister and her husband did. Of course, Pino Pesh don't have a car out here in Florida yet. But then I bounced, and now I am residing in Tampa, which kind of suits me a little better. At least I relax. I've been going to the gym, relieving some stress, getting a little tan on. I got my hat to the back. My swag is on this time. But the bottom line is, doesn't matter what I did. It matters what we need to do for America. And for America, we opened up the Hip Hop Catholic Foundation. It's an interfaith effort to provide financial support for Christian churches in need of our help. We also will be providing financial support for children's hospitals, foundations, and organizations. We feel that the youth is the key to bringing faith, hope, and charity, the three theological virtues, back in the lives of Americans and people of other countries. We host this radio show weekly. In order to continue hosting this weekly radio show, we need your donations. If you like what you hear, please send your donations. We spread this good word of God through 109 countries live every Thursday at 6:55 Eastern Time. Our mission will continue with fundraisers and community outreach programs for children and churches across this great country of ours and eventually the world. We also will be working with our Christian brothers and sisters from different Christian denominations to bring unity among us and raise awareness to our children of the dangers of drugs, alcohol, and the constant peer pressure they face on a daily basis. Your donations are appreciated. Please send to the Hip Hop Catholic Foundation, Inc., P.O. Box 237-626. Come on, get your pens out. P.O. Box 237-626, Cocoa, Florida 32923. I am the founder of this foundation, working with a whole bunch of different people. And, you know, as we go on here and speak about different things and topics of different things, we have to stress this out. I understand that faith, it's not an easy thing. It's hard. Sometimes, you know, the devil's TNT gets at you, and everyone wants to know what the devil's TNT is. Well, the devil's TNT is torment and temptation. And once you recognize that, see, the devil doesn't want you reading the book. The devil doesn't want you reading the Bible. So he'll put thin thoughts in your head and make you miserable and make you depressed. But meanwhile, what you got to do is suck it up, get in your room, read a little scripture. Get it going, because the more scripture you read, the more the devil stays out of your circle. And also cut off anyone that's negative. And that goes for anybody that calls and pretends that they care, but they really don't. Because, you know, that's a whole lot of that going on around these parts of America, if you know what I mean. Karma, my friend, karma. You do good to other people, you'll get good things back to you. If not, you know, it's not going to happen. It really isn't. It really isn't. The Yankees finally won yesterday. Woo, 8-2. Nice game yesterday, Pettit pitched. I was liking that. The Mets are in first place. That's pretty good. And the L.A. Dodgers are in first place. Manny Ramirez, of course, you know what happened to him last week. He's pretty much done. You know what I'm saying? He is pretty much done. Well, let's see. If you were born anew in some way, if you were born anew into your faith, if you're down with G.O.D., then you're down with me. Give us a holler over here at the Pino Pesci Show. It's on WBBSRadio.com, BBSRadio.com, Station 2. Give us a call. I want to hear your story. If you feel that you're in a new direction of faith, give us a call over here. You know, I want to get down to it, and it just goes like this, simply. There's ABCs. There's the ABCs of faith. Father Gary Thoman of Northern Ireland said this once. It's pretty good. He said, A, ask for mercy. Don't be afraid. B, be merciful ourselves. What you give, you get back. Remember that. What you give is what you get back. Dude, I remember when I had $40 in my pocket. I gave $20 to the church and kept $20 in my pocket. People said, what are you, crazy? You don't got no money. Yeah, I know. I don't got no money. I'm still waiting. Complete trust in the Lord. Jesus, I trust in you. Okay? But you got to watch out for the devil's TNT, because that torment and temptation will drag you down. It will drag you down to the point where you have no time left. You have no time left, man, to redeem yourself. And I want to just touch on some things here. We're going to get into some scripture soon. And I'm going to definitely touch on some Corinthians today. I think it's a very good letter to the Corinthians. I want to speak on it. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 18. Avoid immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but a immoral person sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own, for you have been purchased at a price? Therefore, glorify God in your body. I mean, stop doing drugs. Stop drinking. Stop fornicating your body with garbage, because your body is your temple. Bottom line, your body is your temple. Okay? We need to understand this, and we need to understand it good. You don't go to church. You got to go to church. You got to bring your kids to church. If it's one day a week, it's one day a week. It works. Okay? God is love, baby. God is love. And, you know, we could sit here and we could speak on it all day long. But you know what? This week, I'm just in a silly mood, and I'm going to play some beats, and I'm going to rap some scriptures on it. And I think I'll get some people's attention. Let's see if he gives me this beat real quick. I hope I can hear it so I can listen to it and then vibe off it. Wow. Put that up a little bit. Ooh. That beat is marvelous. And we're going to go to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 12. The book of wisdom, my friend. The book of wisdom. He who loves correction loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is stupid. The good man wins favor from the Lord, but the schemer is condemned by him. No man is built up by wickedness, but the just will never be disturbed. The working life is the crown of a husband, but a disgraceful one is like a rot in his bones. The plans of the just are legitimate, the designs of the wicked are deceitful. The words of the wicked are deadly ambush, the speech of the upright saves them. Wicked are overthrown and no more. The house of the just stands firm. According to his good sense, the man is praised. One with his mind, the spies. Better a lonely man who supports himself than the one of a soon portent who lacks bread. The just man takes care of his beast, but the heart of the wicked is merciless. He who tills his own land has food and plenty. He who follows his idle pursuits is a fool. The stronghold of an evil man will be demolished. Root of the just is enduring. In the sin of his lips, the evil man is ensnared, but the just comes free of trouble. From the fruit of his word, the man has his fill of good things. The work of his hands come back and to reward him. The way of the fool seems right in his own eyes, but he who listens to advice is wise. The fool immediately shows his anger, but shrewd man passes over an insult. He tells truth who states what he is sure of, but a lying witness speaks deceitfully. The pranting of some men is like a sword and trust, but the tongue of the wise is healing. Truthful lips endure forever, the lying tongue for only a moment. Deceit is in the hands of those who plot evil, but those who counsel peace have joy. No harm befalls our just, but the wicked are overwhelmed with misfortune. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who are truthful are his delight. A stupid man conceals his knowledge, but the hearts of fools gush forth full. A diligent hand will govern, but the slothful will be enslaved. Anxiety in a man's heart suppresses it, but a kindly word makes it glad. The just man surpasses his neighbor, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. The slothful man catches not his prey, but the wealth of the diligent man is great. In the path of justice there is life, but the abominable one leads to death. That is the Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1 through 28. You think about that. That's basically telling you the good and the bad side of things. You know, there's always this negative and positive side of things, people. You know, that we have to get out of. You know, and it could go on and on forever. You know, you could start where you need to start. Sooner or later, you know, something's got to give. You get sick and tired of being sick and tired. I could sit here and ramble on. I wish I had some calls so I could sit here and talk with somebody. You know, everyone bails out. Thanks to the Lord. You know what? I'm going to play another seat. We're going to get a little hotter. Louder, and then I could hear it a little more in my head. Hey. Like that. Yo, it's been an infinity, but see, I found the Holy Trinity. I finally feel blessed. Hey, the second guest. It's Pino Pez, baby. I'm on a quest. Unite, excite, my rhyme is tight. It's all love. I like that. That beat is banging. Any rappers, please fall in. Come on. Been through it all. I've been through it all. When Pop tricked the OG in, but Pino Pass is messing with GOD. Spirit starts to take my struggle. Feelings inside, pushed in buffers. Having hits and shedding tears. I'm living my life without fear. God is love, funeral dove. No more hate, Pino Pesh, show and love. Be crazy. What can we talk about today? The Hip Hop Catholic Foundation, your donations are appreciated. P.O. Box 237-626, Coco Fonda, 3923. We are interfaith effort. All Christian churches in need of our help. Also, we provide a financial support for children's hospitals, foundations, and organizations. We feel that the youth is the key to bringing faith, hope, and charity back in the lives of Americans and people of other countries. No, I'm stuck for words. It's not really much to talk about. I mean, we're going to go into some scripture, and that's really what we're going to do this week. Let's go to Luke. Chapter 10, verse 19. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon the serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you.
Ooh. Very deep.
I want to go to Mark. It goes back to blessing of the children, my friend. Mark, chapter 10, verse 13. And the people were bringing children to him, and he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them. For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then he embraced them and blessed them, placing his hands on them. Nice. What is that telling you there? That is telling you you should be getting baptized. Get your kids baptized. Bottom line, man. You know, I have too many people telling me, "Oh, well, Jesus was older when he got baptized." Yeah, but Jesus was a Jew for 30 years before he got baptized. So, please, all right? You want an answer, I'll give you an answer for everything you got for me. Now, I want to know, anyone here favors same-sex marriage or against it, please give us a call at the show. We're getting a little controversial today. If there's any calls, probably not. Then we're going to go here. We're going to go to the next. Let's see. To the letter of the Romans. I like the letter of Romans. Letter of Romans tells you how you need to act. And it does. It tells you how you need to act. And it goes on like this. Let me get to my verse here. Hold on a second. Justification. Hold on. God's just judgment. Here we go. Chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, you are without excuse, every one of you who passes judgment. For by the standard by which you judge another, you condemn yourself. Since you judge, do the very same things. We know that the judgment of God on those who do such things is true. Do you suppose then, you who judge those who engage in such things, yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you hold his priceless kindness, forbearance, and patience? And God has patience, believe me, in low self-esteem. Ooh, low esteem. Unaware that the kindness of God will lead you to repentance, but your stubbornness and impatient heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself for the day of wrath and revelation of the just judgment of God, who will repay everyone according to his works. Eternal life to those who seek glory, honor, immorality, through perseverance in good works, but wrath and fury to those who selfishly disobey the truth and obey wickedness. Yes, affliction and distress will come upon every human being who does evil, Jew first, then Greek. But there will be glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good, Jew first, then Greek. There is no partiality with God. I mean, you're hearing it. These are words out of the book. Greatest book ever written. Ever written. You go to chapter 5, verse 1. Faith, hope, and love. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Although whom have gained access by faith to his grace in which we stand, we boast in hope of glory of God. Not only that, but we even boast of our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance. And endurance proving character, and proving character hope. Hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into the hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Well, this country needs a Holy Spirit, because there ain't nobody that has faith out here. I really thought that doing something like this would really persevere and make it happen, but I noticed that more people run for the hills when you talk about God or you talk about anything good to do. So what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about gossip? I mean, you want to talk about gossip? We'll talk about gossip. You know, I got my gossip here. You want to talk about gossip? We could talk about gossip. That's fine. That's going to make everyone happier and on the show to listen to gossip and hear what other people are talking about or what's going on in other people's lives. Oh, okay. So we could do that. That'll be good. Maybe we'll get some people to call the lines. Let's see. Slumdog stars home demolished. Workers razzed, dozens of shanties sleeping, boy woken, told to leave. So the Slumdog Millionaire, like I care that the Slumdog Millionaire's child star's home is torn down, okay? And what about all the kids that are starving in Staten Island or here or the mothers that are working, single mothers on welfare, trying to make their kids, you know, eat and send them to a good school? What about that? That's never in the paper. But this is in the paper? A guy who ate Oscars and $326 million in the box office? Give me a break. Give me a break. Wake up. I'm going to stand up for it now, and I'm going to say it now. I'm tired of it. It's ridiculous and stupid. Same thing goes with the Miss California. Who cares? So what? She said a man and a woman. I don't know. Since I was born, a man and a woman was the thing to be. And if you did the other things, it was embarrassing, and it was a disgusting thing to do. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just a crazy guy. Who knows? Tornadoes ripped through the Midwest. Now, you see, this is something that is not nice to read about, but it's sad. But, you know, this is newsworthy. Violent storms tear through the Midwest. Three dead in Missouri. This is sad. I see, I'm in Tampa now. We had a storm last night, boy. A tree ripped through this guy's house. I couldn't believe it. They were on their way to Rome. But violent storms tore through four Midwestern states, killing three people in northern Missouri, damaging dozens of homes and leaving thousands without power. At least two tornadoes touched down in Adair County on Wednesday night, authorities said. In Kirksville, the twister damaged at least 60 buildings and scattered cars and glass across a car dealership. 10 homes were destroyed. It's very sad. Say a prayer for them, please, people. And that'll take me back to Matthew 6:6. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees you in secret will repay you. In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him the Lord's Prayer. This is how you are to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Don't get it twisted. You say the prayer, he hears you, he listens. Listen, adversity will get the best of all of us. It gets the best of me sometimes. I am not perfect. I am only human. Will I get down sometimes? I sure will get down sometimes when I got $2 in my pocket and I wonder why I don't have more. Yeah, because you need to live. Everyone's like, well, money ain't the biggest deal. It doesn't matter. It does. It does matter. God never said you had to be broke. Okay? Find me one place in the Bible where it says you got to be broke. That's not the point. The point is to give. And the Kip Hop Catholic Foundation is a great foundation to give. You give to foundations, okay? You can give to your churches, your local church. You don't want to give to the Hip Hop Catholic Foundation? Don't give to the Hip Hop Catholic Foundation. Give to your local charity. There's a charity called Lifespire.org. They help mentally disabled people. I worked with them for 2 years. Help them people out. Lifespire.org. That's a great charity. You want to help your local church out, your local Christian church, your Baptist church, your Catholic church. We're all Christians, my friend. Unity needs to come upon us because the devil is easily plucking. He's like a sniper, and he's plucking people out. Pop, I got you. Pop, I got you. Believe me, dude, 18 years, I was a mess because I let people drag me down and people tell me baloney and feed me garbage for many years. Well, let me tell you, there ain't no turning back for me now. So if anyone thought that I was going to fall flat on my face, think again, my friend. Think again, my friend, because I'll scratch and crawl and scratch and crawl and scratch and crawl till I get back to that top. And my time is coming very shortly. We have no calls today. It's amazing. I must be speaking to myself. I'm sure my mother's listening. Love you, Ma. Yep, you love me too, I know. Love you too, Dad. Anthony, JJ, love you guys. My good peoples, my good sons, I love them. They're the greatest. Acts. Chapter 4, verse 8 through 12. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, answered them, leaders of the people and elders, if you are to examine today about a good deed done to a cripple, namely by what means he was saved, then all of you and all the people of Israel should know that it was the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. In his name, this man stands before you healed. He is the stone rejected by you, the builders which have become the cornerstone. There is no salvation to anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. That's my favorite line. You could go with your fake, your false idols, your this to that, and let's get this clear. Saints are not false idols. Saints, those are memorials. And I need all the help I can get. And if you find me a prayer that they just pray to a saint, and it doesn't tell a saint to ask Jesus, I'll give you $1,000 today. Because you ain't going to find it. You're misled. You're miscommunicated. You're misinformed. Get with the program. Catholic means universal. Catholics are Christians. Catholics were the first Christians. I mean, it's enough already. It really is. It's enough. The people bash the church, this, that, the other thing. Listen, every church has a problem. Every church is faced with adversities. So if there's priests that touch little boys, and there's Christian guys that touch little boys, and there's Baptist guys that did it, and it goes down the line. So you want to go down the line? I mean, look at Hagar. You want to go down the line? Hagar, the big dude, Hagar, got caught with a guy in the back of his car. So give me a break. All right? It's enough already. It's enough already. See and find. Seek and you shall find. It's the bottom line. Go to a Catholic church on a Sunday. See how you feel. See how you feel after that mass. You know, some people say, I can't stay there. I feel like I'm going to sleep. I feel like I'm going to fall asleep. How can I do that? Maybe if you had faith and didn't just go to be inside of a club. Oh, Anthony on line one. Anthony, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Tito, how are you? How's everything?
Hey, my friend Anthony. This is Anthony the Chef. Anthony, what's going on, pal? Are you listening to the show? I'm in rare form today.
Oh, yeah, that you are. I got to give you that. Rolling the kids send their best as well.
Yeah, thank you. What do you got for me today? Anything good?
Yeah, well, I figure this week we're going to mix it up. I'm going to do a little vegetable fried rice recipe.
Vegetable fried rice, which is at pinopesci@gmail.com. You can get Yes, all you have to do is email me, and I'll email you back the recipe. Anthony, let me know that recipe. Let's hear it.
Okay, we're going to start off. You're going to get all your ingredients on the side. You're going to start off with 1/4 cup of oil, 1/2 cup of onions chopped, 3 tablespoons of garlic minced, 1/2 cup of carrots chopped, 1/2 cup of celery chopped, 1/4 cup of scallion sliced, 1/2 cup of peas frozen, 2 eggs scrambled and cooked. We're getting to the end. 1/4 teaspoon of ginger ground, 1/2 cup of soy sauce, and 2 cups of cooked rice. Okay?
How long does that take?
Preparing all that should take you about 15 minutes, if you're good with a knife. If you're not good with a knife, figure about 30 minutes.
There you go.
All right? And the method of preparation is, first you're going to heat a large saute pan, like a large frying pan. You're going to heat it up. Get it nice and hot over a high heat. All right?
Go ahead.
You're going to add your oil. Then you're going to put in your garlic and your chopped onions, and you're going to cook it for about 2 minutes. Okay?
Nice. Yeah.
After about 2 minutes, you add your carrots, celery, peas, and you're going to cook it another 2 minutes. Okay? You're going to add your cooked rice, your soy sauce, your ginger, your scallions, and your chopped cooked eggs. You're going to cook for 2 more minutes and serve.
Nice. Andy, now that I got you on the phone because I need someone to talk to, what do you think about same-sex marriage?
What do I think?
Yeah, what do you think?
I feel the same way you do. Okay? God created man and woman so that they could multiply.
Exactly.
Okay. I could agree with you, like you said before. Man with man, woman with woman. You know, that's not good. That's not the way it's supposed to be.
They need to plant roots, right? Roots.
Absolutely.
To multiply without planting.
That is definitely not the way it was planned. That's not the way it was planned.
Exactly. And it's sad, right? Isn't it sad that a girl gets in trouble for saying something like that? Imagine?
Absolutely. Whatever happened to freedom of speech?
Freedom of speech? It's ridiculous. How about this? Freedom of speech. You know, Ann, it gets to the point where things are just changing here. Same thing in the White House. National Day of Prayer. President Obama turns around and says, you can't have national prayer. Go in your room and pray. Are you kidding me, bro?
That's what I'm saying. The freedom of speech is good for only certain people. You know, when it's convenient for them.
I was duped into voting for this guy. I was inspired by him. I was duped. I said,
you were duped for sure.
Say it here first. I was duped. President Obama duped. He duped me.
I didn't vote for him. I didn't vote for him, Pino. I didn't vote for him.
I know you didn't. Most of Staten Island. Right. It was like 10% or 20%. I was probably in
there. That's it. They were by the voting booths with guns.
Unbelievable.
All right, listen. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, Anthony the Chef. Very good. We got fried rice. If anyone wants the recipe, it's at pinopesci@gmail.com, and I will get you the recipe. Anthony, you have a good night, all right?
Pino, always a pleasure. Stay well.
Stay well. God bless you. All right, back to the action. I said I wasn't going to say it, but I can't help it. I'm in rare form today, so it is what it is. I was duped. It was inspirational. I mean, I like the guy. He's got swagger. You know, I ain't going to touch on it with the pro-life and the pro-choice because I'm not a girl. So I really don't feel it's my place to say if I should be pro-life or pro-choice because it's not my body. So there's a subject that I'm not even going to touch on this show. Because it ain't right. I'd be disrespecting totally all women if I did. Okay? But as National Prayer Day, it's been going on for years, Mr. Obama. Years. And you turn around and stop it? It's a little weird to me. A little weird to me why you would stop it. Just a little spectacle. Maybe you could call my show one day, Mr. President Obama, and clarify it with me. You know what? Well, who knows? But I want to touch on a little more scripture, get onto a better note. The Hip Hop Catholic Foundation. Your donations are needed, folks, if you want to keep hearing the show. If you want to keep hearing the show, your donations are needed. The Pets don't have that much funds left to keep putting on the show. Sorry. But listen. See, this is like ashes. We are all ashes. So we rise again from the ashes. From good we failed to do. We rise again from the ashes to create ourselves anew. All our world is ashes. Then must our lives be true? Offering of ashes, offering to you. We offer you our failures. We offer you attempts. The gifts not fully given. The dreams never fully dreamt. Give our stumbling direction. Give our visions wider view. Give my visions wider view. An offering of ashes. An offering to you. That beat up a little bit. Feeling it. Man, Seth is beat yet. I'm going to kick some true wisdom on him, Seth. Corinthians 1, chapter 2, verse 6. Yet we do speak in wisdom to those who are mature, but not in wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of the age who are passing away. Rather, we speak God's wisdom, mysteriously hidden, which God predetermined before the ages for our glory, but which none of the rulers of this age knew for. If they had known it, they would not be have crucified the Lord for glory. Well, I mean, mistakes have been going on and on and on, over and over again in this country. In this world, never mind just this country, in this world, because this country is great, America is great, freedom of speech, land of the free, land of opportunity, seems like land of opportunity only for people who don't come from this country, but, you know, the people that were born here and everything else, they got to deal with all the other bulls, but, you know, you can't even get Medicaid, you got heart surgery, you can't even get Medicaid, I'm going to put Florida on blast, I had heart surgery 6 years ago, you think I get Medicaid, you think I get Medicaid, heart surgery, heart valve implant, can't get Medicaid. Is that a joke? I think it's a joke. Okay? Let me tell you something, man. I carry charisma with me, alright? Charismas, a special gift of the Holy Spirit, which is bestowed on an individual for the good of others, the need of the world, and in particular for building up the church. The sermon of charisms is the responsibility of the magnetism. Ooh, one of those words I just can't get it going on. Now, people, I want to ask, why is the church called Catholic? Well, the church is Catholic, that is universal, insofar as Christ is present in her. Where there is Jesus Christ, there is Catholic Church. The church proclaims the fullness and the totality of faith. She bears and administers the fullness of the means of salvation. She is sent out by Christ on a mission to the whole of the human race. That's everybody, man. Everybody. In what sense is the church a ministry? Missionary, I'm sorry. In what sense is the church missionary? The church, guided by the Holy Spirit, continues the mission of Christ himself in the course of history. Christians must therefore proclaim to everyone the good news born by Christ. Following his path, they must be ready for self-sacrifice, even unto martyrdom. Now, I'm going to keep reading these questions, and then I'm going to tell you where I got them from. Are all called to Christian holiness. All the faithful are called to Christian holiness. This is the fullness of Christian life and the perfection of charity. And it is brought about by intimate union with Christ and in him with the most holy Trinity. The path to holiness for a Christian goes by the way of the cross and will come to its fulfillment in the final resurrection of the just, in which God will be all in all. You like that one? I like that one too. What is prayer? Well, prayer is raising of one's mind and heart to God, or petition of God's, of good things from him in accord with his will. It is always the gift of God who comes to encounter man. Christian prayer is the personal and living relationship of children of God with their Father, who is infinitely good with his Son, Jesus Christ, and with the Holy Spirit who dwells in their hearts. I like that. What is the role of prayer in the mission of the prophets? The prophets drew from prayer the light and strength to exhort the people to faith and to conversion of heart. They entered into great intimacy with God and intercepted for their brothers and sisters to whom they proclaimed what they had seen and heard from the Lord. Elijah was the father of the prophets, of those who sought the face of God. On Mount Carmel, he achieved the return of the people to the faith, thanks to the intervention of God to whom he prayed, "Answer me, O Lord, answer me." 1 Kings 18:37. Well, folks, sorry to burst your bubble if you ain't Catholic, but that just came out of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Maybe you should pick it up. Maybe you'll understand that this is the guidance you need to get to where you're going. You can't just pick up a Bible and think you understand it, and then all of a sudden, you know all the answers. No, you need direction. It says it. It says it in the Bible. There's two commandments of love. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And number two, you should love your neighbor as yourself. As hard as it is, and believe me, I ain't loving my neighbors right now as much as I should be. But I'm only human. I'm not a preacher. Okay? The golden rule. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Matthew 7:12. There is three theological virtues, faith, hope, and charity, which brings me back to the Hip Hop Catholic Foundation. The Hip Hop Catholic Foundation is an interfaith effort to provide financial support for all Christian churches in need of our help. We also will be providing financial support for children's hospitals and foundations and organizations. The youth is the key to bringing faith, hope, and charity back in our lives with the help of their parents. Understand, parents, you need to direct your kids to where they need to be with faith. A kid 8, 9 years old is not going to say, "I want to go to church." No, you got to take them there. Okay, if that means it's a Catholic church, Christian church, Baptist church, Evangelical church, a Unitarian church, whatever that is. I don't even know what it is. If anyone knows it, please give me a call at the show. You know, and it's just simple prayers you could do. You know, you can do the Our Father. You can do the Hail Mary. I like this one, and I'm going to say it now, and I'm going to say it because I want to say it on the air so bad, and it's the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Okay? Folks, I mean, I can't stress it anymore. Faith is key. That doesn't mean you can't go play sports. That doesn't mean you can't go have a girlfriend. It does not mean that. What it means is just put faith first. You put faith first, everything else falls into place. As hard as it seems, as hard as it is, you know, things get tough. Adversity's tough. You know, you might turn around and start a fresh start somewhere, and then you think things are going to happen your way, but they don't go your way. And you get damaged. And you get depressed. And you sit there, you lay down, and you're like, "Oh, what did I do? I made a mistake." No turning back, man. When you make that decision, it's done. It's final. It's final. To live and die for Christ. Romans chapter 14, verse 1. Welcome anyone who is weak in faith, but not for disputes over opinions. One person believes that one may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. The one who eats must not despise the one who abstains. The one who abstains must not pass judgment on the one who eats. For God has welcomed him. Who are you to pass judgment on someone else's servant? Before his own master, he stands or falls, and he will be upheld. For the Lord is able to make him stand. One person considers one day more important than another, while another person considers all days alike. Let everyone be fully persuaded in his own mind. Whoever observes the day observes it for the Lord. Also, whoever eats, eats for the Lord, since he gives thanks to the Lord. While whoever abstains, abstains for the Lord and gives thanks to God. None of us lives for oneself. No one dies for oneself. For if we live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord. So then, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For this is why Christ died and came to life, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. Why then do you judge your brother? Or you, why do you look down on your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of God, for it is written, "And I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bend before me." and every tongue shall give praise to God, and I will bend before him any day of the week. He is my God. He is my man. I only care about him. And then everything else falls in place. Because without caring for him, I cannot care for my children. You understand? Without caring for him, I cannot care for my parents. Without caring for him, I cannot care for my brothers and sisters. I cannot care for my nephews and nieces. You understand? Because your mind will get tormented by the devil's TNT. Because the devil doesn't want you reading the book. The devil doesn't want you reading the Bible. The devil wants you out there smoking pot, drinking beer, getting high. That's what the devil wants you doing. And when you start to realize that that is no good, and it's only a short-term effect to where you could be or want to be, you're never going to get nowhere in life. Nowhere in life. Listen, you're only human. I'm only human. There's days where I won't read scriptures. I don't read scriptures every day. I try to, but I go to church every Sunday. Haven't missed a day in 5 months. Well, Sunday I did because I went somewhere else and made a mistake of going somewhere else when I should have been with my mother on Mother's Day, and I wouldn't have had that problem. But that's me. I'm crazy as to begin with. Anyway, let's get back to the Acts, which is great because, you know, Saul was awesome. He wasn't awesome when he was Saul, but he was awesome when he was Paul. Philip and the Ethiopian. This just explains to me, and this is my own opinion. Maybe I'm wrong. Acts 8, verse 26 through 40. Philip and the Ethiopian. Then the angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, "Get up and head south on a road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, the desert route." So he got up, set out. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of Candace, that is the queen of Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury, who had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit said to Philip, "Go and join up with that chariot." Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I unless someone instructs me? How can I unless someone instructs me?" Bottom line is, don't think you're going to open this book and understand it without someone instructing you, or at least having cliff notes to understand. There's 20 different Bibles out there. Go buy one. There's a New American Bible, which I read. There's a King James Version. Good News. There's a New International Version. They're all the same words, just different sayings and different ways of saying it. Like a thesaurus. I put it out there, like a thesaurus. It's all the same meaning. Okay? It's all the same meaning. Okay, listen, we need your donations. Bottom line is the Hip Hop Catholic Foundation cannot go on. The show cannot go on without donations. The Hip Hop Catholic Foundation is an interfaith effort to provide financial support for Christian churches in need of our help. We also provide financial support for children's hospitals and foundations. I want to thank Marianne, a friend of mine, friend of my family, sending in a donation. Very generous. Thank you very much. It was help that it needed. And, you know, listen, folks, I mean, I don't know what else to say. We're running out of time here on the Pino Pesci show. It doesn't matter what your religion is, just as long as you're righteous. Remember that. It does not matter what your religion is, just as long as you are righteous. Okay? You have to keep up with the movement, man. The movement is what keeps it going, what keeps going on. And that's about it. I think we're almost out of time. And, I don't know, that's it. I would just like to say a little prayer for everyone. I wish God prays for everyone that listens and anyone that doesn't listen. I wish God would pray for my friends, pray for my enemies, pray for my family, pray for my kids, pray for my son's mothers, both of them, especially Jessica. She's great. Good mother. And the other one, baby mama drama. I'll pray for her too. I won't even mention her name, but I pray for her. Maybe she'll find her way. You know. You know, sorry if I insulted anyone this time, but I just had to get it off my chest that same-sex marriage baloney had me going, and it really pissed me off that they actually made this girl. They were thinking about giving up her crown for expressing her opinion. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Listen, when I checked the Bible, Genesis, I think Adam and Eve were the ones that first came on this earth, right? So I'm sticking with it. Anyone's got a problem, you can call me up here. If you don't get, if you got even a more problem, you can email pinopesci@gmail.com. That's the way it is. I'm sticking to it. I got two kids, and I'm sure as heck don't want my kids to be put into that predicament to think that that's okay. But it's not. You may think it is, or you host out there, or your TV people may think it is, but it ain't okay. The Bible says it ain't okay, so I don't think it's okay. And that's my opinion. Yes, my friend, I am a Christian man. I am proud to say I am a heterosexual. I love women. Women of all races, creeds, and colors. And I ain't afraid to say it. And it is what it is. And the day that I'm going to sit here and be told what to say and not to say, the day I should might as well jump off a cliff. Okay? But there's still good people in the world. I mean, look at those girls. They did that whole thing over there with MS, the race MS. Face the Race MS charity, Jewel, Kim Kardashian, Reggie Bush, Annie Hench. Then you had also the Revlon Run Walk for Women. Jordana Brewster, Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana, Christina Applegate, God bless her. God bless her. She came back from breast cancer. You know, doing that, that's really nice, man, for cancer research. You know, it's just, you got it, you know. The Hip Hop Catholic Foundation needs your help. Doesn't matter what your religion is, just as long as you're righteous. This is Hip Hop Catholic, Pino Pesci. I don't know when I'll be seeing you again. Hopefully next week. If not, we'll be seeing each other soon enough. This is time for me to go. I'm out.